The Daily 202's Big Idea is sponsored by Zeal. If you want a good massage but don't have the time to get one, have the massage come to you with Zeal. You pick the time and the location. Have your next massage on demand at home. Our listeners can get $20 off their first massage with promo code Big Idea.
Good morning. I'm Elise Vivek with The Washington Post, and this is the Daily 202 for Friday, May 4th. James is on vacation this week, but I'll be here instead with the day's top headlines. Number 1. President Trump said Thursday that his longtime lawyer Michael Cohen was, in fact, reimbursed for a $130,000 payment made to porn actress Stormy Daniels in 2016. Trump said the original payment was to stop what he called Daniels's, quote, false and extortionist accusations about a decade-old affair. Writing on Twitter, he stressed that no campaign money was used for the reimbursement. Trump also confirmed that Cohen entered into a non-disclosure agreement with Daniels. The explanations came the morning after Rudy Giuliani, a recent addition to Trump's legal team, acknowledged for the first time that Trump had repaid Cohen. Trump had previously asserted that he was unaware of the payment. The back and forth has to do with a brief affair Daniels said she had with Trump in 2006, when the two met at a celebrity golf tournament in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Daniels has since filed suit to get out of the non-disclosure agreement and has spoken out publicly about her alleged dalliance with Trump. At the White House, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders deflected questions about why Trump had previously said he was unaware of the payment to Daniels. She said, quote, because of ongoing litigation, I'm not going to comment any further. Number 2. A Los Angeles area congressman is vehemently denying allegations that he sexually abused a teenager roughly a decade ago. Representative Tony Cardenas identified himself on Thursday as the subject of a lawsuit in Los Angeles County claiming that a local politician fondled a 16-year-old girl in 2007. The court filing does not identify Cardenas because under California law, the names of defendants in child sex abuse cases cannot be disclosed by plaintiffs without approval from the court. The filing alleges that John Doe first met the plaintiff in 2005 at a golf tournament when she was 14. 2 years later, the document claims he fondled her breasts and genitals while driving her to the emergency room after the two played golf in Los Angeles. Number 3. Thousands of Arizona teachers who walked out of schools a week ago to protest low pay and funding cuts are slated to head back to class on Friday. The state is giving teachers a 20% raise by 2020 and investing an additional $138 million in schools, an outcome that only partially meets educators' demands. The walkout shut down schools for hundreds of thousands of students. It concludes after a dramatic week in which lawmakers worked through the night while teachers kept vigil. They finally passed the budget at 5:30 a.m. on Thursday after 13 hours of debate. Arizona is one of five states that have experienced school closures this year because of teacher walkouts, starting in West Virginia, where teachers shut down schools statewide for 9 days before winning a raise. And that's the Daily 202 for Friday, May 4th. Thanks so much for listening. James will be back on Monday. I'm Elise Vivek, and have a great weekend. Thank you.